in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon. Online at smhmo.org.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
And welcome back to Moberly High School here on AM 1230, KWIX Moberly, 92.5, KWIX FM, Cairo, and CentralMoInfo.com. Let's give you the starting lineups. First for the Kirksville Tigers, coming in with a record of 3-2, their starters. Guard 5'11", junior number 10, Caden Anderson. Forward 6'4", sophomore number 13, Noah Copeland. Forward 6'3", junior number 15, Ryan Ball. At guard 6', senior number 23, Austin Pennick. Guard 6'2", junior number 24, Paxton Dempsey. Tigers coached by Tyler Martin in his eighth season. The assistants are Derek Allen, Cody Tate, and Brad Speak. For the Moberly Spartans, coming in with a record of 1-1, their starters, senior number 2, Savion Thorpe, sophomore number 5, Andre Bell, senior number 21, Trey Kester, sophomore number 22, Braden Weidrich, and junior number 34, Gavin Stewart. The Spartans coached by Court Hagedorn in his second season. The assistants are Ben Hayes and Gabe Burris. We will take a two-minute break. Be back with your opening tap. You're listening to High School Basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper, tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle for under $15,000? Right now, Thomas Motors has late model, locally owned, one-owner trade-ins ready to roll. The lot at Thomas Motors is full of great deals, like a 2014 Chevy Malibu, a 2012 Nissan Rogue, a 2011 Cadillac. Buy local, save big, and drive home in your pre-owned vehicle from Thomas Motors today. Visit Thomas Motors online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
And welcome back to Moberly High School as we get ready for the start of game two of our doubleheader here on Information Radio Quicks. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making tonight's broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza. PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent. Tim Jeffries, CPA. AK's Guns and Ammo. CNR Transmission Auto Repair. Moberly Motors, all of Moberly. First State Community Bank. Macon Healthcare Center of Macon. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia Online, and Capital Paving Construction. Check them out at capitalmo.com. Moberly wins the tap. They're going left to right, white uniforms, blue numerals, red trim. Kirksville in the orange uniforms, black numerals, white trim, as the pass intended for Weidrich on the near sideline is deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Spartans. Weidrich will inbound, comes into Bell. Pass goes left side of the floor for Kester. Kester back up to the top. He finds Thorpe. Thorpe working to his left. Gives up his dribble. Near side of the floor. Bell at the wing. Dribbling to his right. Back to his left. Has it at the wing again. Hands it off. Stewart back into the corner. Bell with it. Walks it back up around the perimeter. Thorpe left side of the floor. Finds Stewart. Back to the top of the key. Kester with it. Near side of the floor for Bell. Into the right corner. Three on the way by Thorpe. Off the rim. No good. Rebound put back underneath. Will not go. And this time, the rebound grabbed by Ball off the miss by Kester. Into the front court, near side, Dempsey with it. Feeds it to the baseline for Penick. Penick, turnaround jumper from 8, left it short. Rebound controlled by Thorpe for Moberly. Front court, left side, Weitrich. Into low post, shot off the bottom of the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Ball. Long pass into the front court, near side for Copeland. Gives it back out. Driving into the lane is Anderson. Runner won't go. Rebound controlled by Braden Weitrich. 6:48 remaining in the first quarter, no score. Thorpe has his pass deflected, does come through to the near side. Weitrich with it, back up to the top of the key. Bell, top of the key, long pass is too high for Kester, goes out of bounds. And it will be Hurtsville ball. No score, 6:36 remaining here in the first quarter. Dempsey into the front court. Gives it back to Anderson at the jump circle. Guarded by Bell, working to his right. Still dribbling, gets to the right side of the floor. Tries to force it inside, looking for Copeland, deflected out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Kirksville. 6:20 remaining in the first quarter. Inbounds pass came from Dempsey, far side of the basket. Feeds underneath, the layup is up and in by Noah Copeland. 2-0 in favor of Kirksville. Thorpe dribbling in the backcourt. He'll get to Weitrich, front court, near side. Gives it back to Thorpe. Ball swung into the right corner. Bell with it now. 6:04 remaining first quarter. Near side, Thorpe. Feeds into the high post. Kester draws two defenders. Dribbles once and he's fouled. The reach will be called on Caden Anderson. That'll be his first team foul number one. 5:55 remaining. Here in the first quarter, it's 2-0 in favor of Kirksville. Inbounds pass comes in. Stewart has a top of the key left side. Off to his left, he'll find Kester. Back to the top of the key now for Weitrich. Drives the lane, jumper from 8, and we're tied. Got the roll. And it's 2-2. Into the front court. Anderson between the circles. Guarded by Bell. Drifting towards the near sideline. Dribbles around, Bell in the lane, pass deflected by Weitrich, does get through to the near side. Penick gives it back up to the top of the key. Copeland gives it back out once again. Penick drives in, jumper from 12, draws a foul. Weitrich got him on the arm as he went up. It'll be his first team foul, number one, on Moberly. 5:20 remaining here in the first quarter. We're tied at 2. Penick at the line, first free throw is good. 6-foot senior. Gives his team the lead, 3-2 once again. Second free throw is good, 4-2. 5:20 remaining in the first quarter. Lady Spartans won the opener, 45-43. Into the front court. Ball swung left side. Weitrich steps into a three off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Kirksville. In the low post, and the jumper is up and in by Ryan Ball. 6-2 in favor of the Tigers. 4:53 remaining in the first quarter. Thorpe into the front court, near side, Weitrich. Passes Kester in the right corner. His pass is stolen away by Caden Anderson, then deflected away, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Moberly ball. Well, now the officials are going to talk it over. 1 point one way, one the other. And it will be Moberly ball. Kester will inbound from the Kirksville bench. 4:38 remaining in the first quarter. It's 6-2 in favor of the Tigers. Pass will come in to Gavin Stewart near midcourt. Near side for Bell. Dribbles to his left. Feeds it left side of the floor. Thorpe head fakes a three. Now steps into a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound to the near side. Controlled by Caden Anderson for Kirksville. into the front court right side. Bounces underneath the basket. Layup is up and in by Ryan Ball. 8-2 in favor of the Tigers. Wietrich on the near sideline. Long cross-court pass, left side. Bell in the front court. Picks up his dribble, gives it back up. Thorpe top of key, zips a pass. He was looking underneath the basket for Stewart. Deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Spartans. 4:09 remaining in the first quarter. It is 8-2. Pass will go in left side. On the dribble, Bell gives off Wietrich. Gets to the baseline. Jumps into a 15-footer, no good. And rebound controlled by Kirksville again. Too many one and dones for Mobley here in the early going. Near side, Anderson swings left corner. Three other way by Dempsey. Left short, and that one hit the support after bouncing off the rim. It'll be Mobley ball. Landon Graves will check into the game, replacing Gavin Stewart for the Spartans. 3:51 remaining first quarter. It's 8-2 Kirksville. Wietrich and Bell playing catch in the backcourt. Bell across the timeline, near sideline, draws two defenders. Steps out of the trap, gets the pass away. Thorpe protects the ball, now looking for someone to pass to. Goes all the way left corner for Graves. They find Wietrich. Wietrich gives it back out to Bell at the left wing. 3:26 remaining here in the first quarter. Bell drives the lane, and he is fouled. Noah Copeland coming over the top, picks up his first team foul, number two. Andre Bell, 5 points per game so far, 57% free throw shooter. 4 of 7 on the season. First free throw is good. 8-3. Kirksville with the early lead in this one. 3:22 remaining in the first quarter. Second free throw is also good. 8-4. Into the front court. Paxton Dempsey, long pass to the right side for Anderson. Walks out near midcourt, eyed by Bell. Coming up on 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Still dribbling right side. Now gives it back out. Panic between the circles. Right side once more. Anderson feeds it off to his right. Pennick, pass up to the top of the key. Driving lane fed back inside the layup up and in by Copeland. Ball with the assist. 10-4. 2:48 remaining. And that's going to be a double dribble on Wietrich as he was trying to get Bell to get open. He'd already given up his dribble and it'll be a turnover. Blake Morgan will come into the game for the Tigers, replacing Paxton Dempsey. 2:44 remaining in the first quarter. It's 10-4 in favor of Kirksville. Right side of the floor, Anderson with it. Back up to the top of the key, Pennick. Drives in lane, floater from 6, too strong. Rebound, Wietrich will control it. Long pass to the front court, finds Thorpe near the right corner. No look pass to the far corner for Bell. Bell steps in, long 2 is no good. Rebound controlled by Ryan Ball. His pass knocked out of bounds by Thorpe. 2:21 remaining. Here in the first quarter, it's 10-4 in favor of Kirksville. Anderson into the front court, near side for Morgan. There's a pack up to the top, he finds Ball. Zips a pass underneath the basket, tough catch, loose on the floor. Kirksville gets it back. Ball fed back into Pennick, turnaround shot with the right hand, no good. Rebound controlled by Wietrich for Mobley. 2 minutes remaining in the quarter. It's 10-4 in favor of the Tigers. Mobley down 6 with the ball. Andre Bell in the front court. Long pass goes left side of the floor. Wietrich feeds off to his left. Long pass to the near side. Bell reverses. Gives it back. Kester drives in the lane. Off-bound shot. Somehow fell in. He was facing away from the basket. Just launched it over his shoulder. And it was a line drive into the basket. A chance for a three-point play. Dempsey will come back into the game. Kester gets his first bucket, a chance for a three-point play. Averaging 13.5 points per game. 10-7. 1:37 remaining here in the first quarter. Anderson top of the key, left side Copeland. Copeland works to his right, into the lane, and foul before the shot. This is on Graves, will be his first, team foul number two. Inbounds pass coming from Morgan into the lane, and it's stolen away by Bell. Bell up the floor, one-on-one to the rack, lays it up and in. Andre Bell with four, it's a one-point game, 10-9. 1:18 remaining in the first quarter. Caden Anderson to the front court, to the free throw line. Bounce pass underneath, and the shot is left short by Tanner Lane, who just came into the game, but he'll have two free throws coming up. As he was hit on the arm by Trey Kester, picks up his first team foul number three. First free throw on its way is good. And Foster James will come into the game for Kirksville, replacing Caden Anderson. Tigers lead 11-9, 109 left in the quarter. Second free throw good, 12-9. Patriots in the backcourt, near side will find Thorpe. Long pass to the front court for Bell. Draws two defenders quickly back to the near side for Thorpe off to his right. Kester drives the lane. Tries to feed a pass underneath. Goes off Weekrich out of bounds. It'll be Kirksville ball. Kester probably would have been better off just taking the shot. A little bit of elevation there. I think he had a clean look at the basket. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Trailing 12-9. Dempsey feeds in the lane. Copeland drives it left side. Left it short. Rebound controlled by Graves. He'll get to Thorpe. Thorpe in traffic. Lost the ball and picked up by Kirksville. Near side Morgan to the rack. Lays it up and he's fouled. Count it and one. Chance for a three-point play for the Tigers.
Foul number two.
Fouls on Thorpe. His first. Team foul number four. And the Tigers try to get it back to a six-point lead. Morgan, a 5'11 senior, the free throw attempt off the rim won't go. Weekrich with the rebound. Mobley down five with the ball coming up on 30 seconds left in the quarter. Left corner, three by Thorpe. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound controlled by Copeland. He'll get it up to James into the front court near side. 20 seconds remaining in the quarter. Kirksville may hold for the last shot here, except Thorpe will go steal. He's going to lay it up and in. He looked like he wanted to throw it down and thought better of it. 12 seconds left in the quarter. 14-11, James, front court near side, works into lane. Lane backs in. Turnaround jumper over Kester is good. Lane has four. 1 second left in the quarter. Weekrich's three from three quarters length to four was too late. After one quarter, it's Kirksville 16, Moberly 11, back in 60 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Howdy, cowpokes. You know that feeling when you finish a long, hard ride and you're covered in dust and all you can think about is relaxing back at the bunkhouse? It's times like that that make you glad you heard about Valentine Insurance Agency. They give you one less thing to worry about because you know the bunkhouse is protected by the right insurance plan. Plus, they can protect your vehicles, life, health, and more. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
And welcome back to Moberly High School. J.B. Conley with you. So we start the second quarter. Kirksville leading Moberly by a score of 16-11. It'll be Blake Morgan inbound for the Tigers at midcourt. Caden Anderson back out there. Austin Pennick, Ryan Ball, and Paxton Dempsey. Moberly goes with Thorpe, Bell, Weekrich, Stewart, and Graves. Anderson into the front court near sideline. Working to his right, draws a double team, feeds into the post, now kicked out to the right side of the floor for Dempsey. Long pass to the near side, finds Copeland. Copeland to the baseline, sealed off by Graves, knocked out of his hands, taken away by Bell. Mobley with the ball down five. Bell sprints into the front court. Drives to the rack himself. The layup off target. No good. Rebound Morgan for the Kirksville Tigers. Front court right side. Graves knocks the ball away from Anderson. Mobley goes the other way. Bell into the front court. Leaves it back out left side of the floor. Thorpe looking to pass to the near side. And a foul is going to be called as he was bumped out of bounds on the baseline.
Tigers foul number 23, Austin Penning.
It's on Pennick. That'll be his first. Team foul number four on Kirksville. Bell will inbound. Finds Weitrich. Quick jumper left side from 10 feet. No good. The rebound controlled by Ball. Into the front court. And we have a foul called on Graves. It looked like it was a 50-50 ball. That's going to be his second personal. Team foul number five. Morgan will inbound to the backcourt for Anderson. 7:15 remaining in the first half. Driving in, the floater is left short by Anderson. Rebound controlled by the Tiger. Kick out three by Morgan is good. He has five, and the lead is eight for the first time tonight, 19-11, 7:03 remaining in the half. Bell, with three defenders on him, goes to the floor with the ball. We'll have a tie-up. It's Moberly's ball on the possession arrow.
Back in for the Tigers, number 13, Noah Copeland.
Noah Copeland checking back into the game, replacing Blake Morgan for Kirksville. Graves will inbound from the near sideline. 6:59 remaining in the first half. Comes in to Andre Bell. Back to the near side of the floor. Thorpe with it. Feeds it low post. Shot off the window. Up and in by Gavin Stewart. He's averaging 4.5 points per game. His first points of the night, 19-13. Copeland near the top of the key. Excuse me, that's Pennick. Feeds it right side. Looking for Copeland underneath. Stolen away. Thorpe coming out of there with it. Long pass up the floor. Left side for Weitrich. He takes it baseline to the rack, left it short again, fighting for the rebound and grabbing it is Copeland. Copeland with the behind-the-back dribble gets into the front court, in traffic, steps around Stewart, left the shot short, rebound controlled by Thorpe. Both teams missing from point blank. Thorpe zips it into the right corner for Graves. Long pass back to the left side for Thorpe at the wing. Into the corner now for Weitrich. Dribbles twice, long pass back to the near corner for Bell. Gives it back out, Thorpe top of the key, splits two defenders, splits two more, his layup left short, rebound controlled by Kirksville. This ball grabbed by Copeland up the floor. He'll split two defenders, dishes off, Pennick missed the bunny, putback won't go either, rebound Bell. He missed twice from inside 2 feet, and then Bell has it stolen away and laying it up and in is Paxton Dempsey, 21-13, 5:41 remaining in the first half. Front court, left side, Weitrich. Into the left corner for Graves. Holds the ball, now dribbles out of trouble. Feeds it underneath. Thorpe will lay it up and in. Graves with the assist. 21-15, 5:25 remaining in the first half. Dempsey will cross the timeline right side of the floor for Pennick. Back up to the top of the key for Anderson. Takes it from the left elbow. Off the heel, no good. And rebound, Graves rips it away from Copeland. Loose ball. Graves saves it from going out of bounds. Thorpe feeds Weitrich, who feeds the layup. Throws it up and in. Weitrich with a bucket. And a timeout will be taken by Mobley with 5:06 remaining in the half. Trailing 21-17. Check that. It's going to be a Kirksville timeout. Back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
And welcome back to Mobley High School. 5:06 remaining here in the first half. Mobley trailing Kirksville 21-17. Tigers with the ball. Into the front court, Caden Anderson between the circles. He'll feed it into the high post for Ball. Right side, and a foul's going to be called. Thorpe got tangled up. with ball. Thorpe picks up his second personal, team foul number six.
Probably foul number two, Tavion Thorpe, his second.
4:53 remaining in the first half. Ryan Ball with 4 points at the free throw line. 6'3 junior for the Tigers. First free throw is too strong. Kirksville now 3 of 5 from the stripe. Moberly 3 of 3. And the second free throw is good. Ball with 5 points. Time for a team high. Trey Kester will come in. Andre Bell will get a breather. Spartans down 5 with the ball. 4:53 remaining in the first half. Kester will bring it up the near sideline. Gives it back to Weidrich on the far side. Passes into the front court near side for Kester. Has two defenders on him. Gives it to Thorpe. Left side, Weidrich at the wing. Drives the baseline underneath the basket. Reverse layup is good. He has 6 to lead all scorers. 22-19, 4:30 remaining in the first half. Dempsey drives in. Jumper from 12 is good. He has 4. 24-19. Thorpe in the backcourt will cross the timeline near sideline. Draws two defenders. Feeds it into the corner. Kester with it. Pulls inside the arc. Throws it back in the corner. And Stewart wasn't ready for the pass. Lost it out of bounds. Kirksville ball. 4:10 remaining in the half. 24-19. Anderson into the front court, right side of the floor. Off to Hennick at the right wing. Top of the key for Ball. Ball holds it over his head, back to the right side for Dempsey. Dempsey steps inside the arc, long two is no good. Rebound controlled by Dominic Stonekings. Just came in the game for Moberly. Front court near side for Thorpe. Long pass to the left side. Ends up three rows deep in the bleachers, too high for Weidrich.
Substitution back in the game.
Blake Morgan back in for the Tigers. Andre Bell back in for the Spartans. And Savion Thorpe will head to the bench. And Paxton Dempsey sitting down for the Tigers. 3:44 and counting left in the first half. Kirksville 24, Moberly 19. Copeland feeds it left side for Panic. Panic gives it back out to Copeland. Top of the key left side, dribbling to his right. He'll hand it off. On the dribble now is Anderson, who walks it back out near midcourt. Dribbles to his left, guarded by Bell. Bell going for a steal. Now Thorpe helps out. Pass dish to Copeland. Comes back to the near side of the floor. Panic with it. Comes back upside. Anderson near the top of the key. Left side of the floor. Finds Copeland at his right. Kicks it back out. Blake Morgan thought about a three. Now dribbles to the corner. Lost the ball. Picked up by Weidrich. Weidrich in traffic, in the lane, dishes off, and the layup is good by Gavin Stewart. 24-21, 2:55 remaining in the half. Into the front court, right side. It's Morgan, deep off the wing. Top of the key for Ball, feeds it low post. The shot left short by Panic, and the rebound controlled by Moberly. Down three with the ball, 2:38 remaining in the half. Front court, near side, Bell. Bell drives to the low post, now brings it back out as he's sealed off. Picks up his dribble, he'll find Weidrich left side. Gives it back out, Kester with it. He'll start his dribble to his right, finds Bell top of the key, back to the left side for Weidrich. Takes it to the baseline, long two from 15, off the rim, no good. Put back is good and one! Count the bucket for Gavin Stewart. He'll have a chance to tie it up at the free throw line. Fouls on Ryan Ball. That's his second, team foul number 5. Gavin Stewart with 6 points tonight. He's 1 of 2 from the free throw line this season. The free throw is good. We're tied at 24. The Spartans have erased an 8-point deficit here in the second quarter. Into the front court. Ball swung to the right side of the floor. Penick with it. Gives it back out. Dempsey back to Penick. Now top of the key, Tanner Lane back of the game has it. Near side of the floor for Dempsey. Dempsey draws two defenders, feeds it to Lane, low post. Had a shot, gave it up, the pass, and shot no good. Put back over is good by Lane, off the miss by Copeland. 26-24. Kirksville with the lead, 1:45 left in the half. Front court, Kester. Backs in on his defender, Morgan. Knocked out of his hands. Kester goes to the floor with the ball. Gets the pass away. They're going to call a timeout. Moberly got a timeout. While Kester had the ball on the floor. Coach Martin, I don't think, agrees with that call. We're going to take a break with 1:33 remaining in the half. Tigers leading 26-24 back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
The holidays can be a hectic time to plan a meal, and every member of the family wants something different. Domino's has the perfect solution. Order from the Mix and Match menu for just $5.99 each. Choose from a medium two-topping pizza, stuffed cheesy bread, bread twist, pasta in a bowl, an oven-baked sandwich, or eight-piece boneless wings topped off with marble cookie brownies. This offer excludes bread bowls and wings. Domino's Pizza, mix and match for just $5.99 each. Order online at dominos.com.
And welcome back to Moberly High School. J.B. Conley with you. 1:33 remaining in the first half. Spartans trailing the Tigers 26-24. Moberly with the ball coming out of the timeout. Inbounds pass will come into Bell. Here's it back left side. Weidrich for the lead. Rims out, no good. Rebound put back. Cut and one. Craig Kester with the putback off the missed three that hung up there. Ties the game up. Moberly with a chance to take the lead at the free throw line.
At the line of the game, one, Craig Kester.
With 1:27 remaining in the first half. Kester averaging 13.5 points per game, has five in this one. 4 of 10 from the stripe this year, gives Moberly the lead for the first time. It is 27-26. Front court near side, top of the key, Copeland with it. Ball swung to the right side. Nothing there for Dempsey. Long pass to the near side. Finds Blake Morgan. Top of the key now. Reverse left side again. Anderson. 105 left in the half. Anderson to the baseline. Two defenders on. Pass does get through to the right corner. Whipped around the arc up to the top of the key. Copeland again. Back into low post for Lane. Tries to back in on Stewart. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped around. Still being tipped. Kirksville grabs it with 50 seconds left in the half. Driving in is Anderson, and he's fouled. Little Buddy Fufu style by Kevin Stewart. Bopped him on the head. That'll be his first. Team foul number 7. Caden Anderson in line. First free throw ties it up. One more attempt coming up. Savion Thorpe will come back in, replacing Dominic Stone King. The second free throw off the rim short, and a foul on Kirksville going for the rebound. That was called on Tanner Lane. That'll be his first. And that's going to bring up a 1-1 at the other end of the floor. And his team foul number 7 on the Tigers.
At the line, shooting 1-1, Trey Kester.
Trey Kester will shoot. Dominic Stone King back in the game, 46.7 seconds. Remaining in the first half. We're tied at 27, first free throw. Off the rim, no good, and they're going to call a foul now on Stewart on the rebound. That'll be his second personal. That was the first miss from the free throw line by Moberly. And now Tanner Lane will shoot a 1-1 at the other end. Thorpe will replace Stone King. Lane's 2 of 2 from the stripe. Misses the first free throw. Is in and out of the cylinder. Rebound controlled by Moberly. 43 seconds left in the half. Into the front court, Weidrich with it. Between the circles, left side. Pass comes right side for Thorpe. Down to 33 seconds remaining. Left side for Weidrich. The defenders will come out and challenge him. Down to 25 seconds remaining in the half. Weidrich left side. Leaves it off for Andre Bell. He'll take it out near midcourt, coming to his right. Spins back to his left. Left side Weidrich. 15 seconds left in the half. Comes around a couple of screens into the right corner. Reverse to Weidrich. Long pass left corner for Bell. Down to 7. Kick back out. Thorpe with it. Stripped of the ball, loose, out of bounds. No, save from going out of bounds by Kirksville. 1 second left, 3 at the buzzer, wave it off. Drew Iron missed anyway, but wouldn't have counted at the half. It's Moberly 27, Kirksville 27. And we'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you. WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Howdy, cow folks. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
And welcome back. It's halftime here at Moberly High School. Boys game tied at 27 all. Join us now to talk about the girls contest earlier tonight. Moberly winning by a score of 45-43. Join us now as head coach Tony Fassel. Coach, nice win for your squad. Had to pull it out late after a big lead in the first half.
Yeah, we're four games in and we played in three of those like that. I told them girls are going to make me feel like I'm 58, not 38 right now. Great first half. You know, I thought we did a lot of good things. We were very patient offensively. And, you know, we were really solid defensively, didn't gamble. You know, just kind of stayed at home and followed a scouting report. Second half, I give Kirksville credit. Their coach came out in a triangle and two. Kind of sped us up a little bit and kind of just struggled offensively of taking the right shots. And, you know, some of that, I'll take credit on some of that too. We need to do a better job at getting our players in the right spots and doing the right things offensively so Flood and Mary can get those shots.
Nice finish for your team. Down three, about a minute and a half left, and Mary hits that jumper with about 40 seconds left to give you the lead, and you're able to hold off at the end.
Yeah, it was nice to see that. Very easily, after having a 14-point lead and then being down three, just kind of just folding a little bit there. I thought we did a nice job of staying together, grinding it out, and making a play and down the stretch to pull it out.
How do you get your players to regain their shooting confidence late when it started to fall apart for them third quarter and early part of the fourth?
You know, the other thing, we struggled offensively, but we were doing things that we don't normally do defensively that allowed them back in the game as well. You know, we were helping off a shooter that we weren't supposed to do, and we were going under dribble handoffs that we talked not to do. So we helped them a little bit defensively as well, but offensively, just getting back in the gym. Our practices the last 2 days were not very good, and the girls agreed with that after the game. So hopefully that's a learning part for us too, and it's a long season, and we're going to have some of those practices, but we got to know that, you know, we got to have one of those girls step up and get on to the others and let them know that you can tell when it's going downhill a little bit.
Sid finished with a game-high 16 for you. Nice night for her. Hit some key free throws down the stretch, but I'm sure you would have liked to have her hit that one more with 5 seconds remaining, make it a three-pointer freebie of a four-point game.
Yeah, she's super upset at herself because she missed that one, but we'll take her at the line all night long. That's something that she really thrives on, is shooting free throws, and me and Coach Boyer give her a hard time all the time in practice because she always says muscle memory on free throws. So when she's shooting them, we'll say that. But I have a lot of confidence in her of hitting the next eight if she had, she'd have got fouled.
Surely nice to get the win. Now 3-1, 1-0 of the conference, and you get another conference game Tuesday against Hannibal.
It was just nice to start the conference year out, especially at home, a district opponent, a conference opponent. So we'll go on the road here the next two nights, and Tuesday, Thursday, and see what we're made of here.
What can you tell us about Hannibal?
Coach Cruz is actually in Clopton tonight watching them play. So I know they got a new coach and a lot of girls back from a team last year. So they'll be a tough challenge for us.
Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck. We'll have the game on Quicks on Tuesday night.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coverage.
Thank you. Tony Vestal joins us here at the halftime show as his squad winning tonight by a score of 45-43. Boys game tied at 27 at the half, and let's quickly take a look at the stats brought to you by Capital Paving and Construction, paving the way forward, now serving Brookfield and the surrounding area. Probably led by Gavin Stewart with 7 points in the first half. Trey Kester, Greg Weidrich, he had six. Andre Bell had four, as did Savion Thorpe. Kirksville led by Tanner Lane with six. Line ball, Blake Morgan each with five. 4 points for Paxton Dempsey, four for Noah Copeland, two for Austin Pettick, and one for Caden Anderson in the first half. Bubbly was 4-5 at the free throw line, and Kirksville was 6-10 from the charity stripe in the first half. We had four ties and one lead change. 27 all right now, as Kirksville had their lead up to as many as eight in the first half, probably with a very small lead there at the end of the half before it's tied up 27 all. We're going to take a two-minute break. We'll be back with your second half. It is 27-27. You're listening to high school basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralBowInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper, tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
And welcome back. J.B. Conley with you as we get ready for the start of the second half here on Quicks. We're tied at 27. Alt Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza. PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent. Tim Jeffries, CPA, AK's Guns and Ammo. CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, all of Moberly, First Aid Community Bank, Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. At the half, we're tied at 27. Kirksville will have Ryan Ball, Caden Anderson, Paxton Dempsey, Noah Copeland, Austin Pinnock on the floor. Kirksville with the ball going left to right. They're in the orange uniforms, black numerals, white trim. Probably in the home whites, blue numerals, red trim. Thorpe, Bell, Wietrich, Stewart, and Kester on the floor for the Spartans. Anderson, front court, working to the far sideline, gives it back up to Copeland near the top of the key. Awkward pass to the near side, reverse, Pinnock with the top of the key. His three won't go. Rebound battled for and grabbed by Thorpe. Probably will get it into the front court. Thorpe, right side. In front of his bench, gives it back out to Bell. Now near side, Wietrich in the left corner. Kester head fakes a three, now dribbles back up around the arc. Long pass to the right side. Thorpe steps into a three. Bang! His first three of the game, he's got 7 points, 30-27 in favor of the Spartans. 7:22 remaining here in the third quarter. Left side of the floor. Pinnock feeds inside, now kick back out. Long pass to the right side, intercepted by Bell. He'll get it up to Thorpe. Thorpe was fouled by Ryan Ball, picks up his third. Team foul number one.
Tiger foul number 15, Ryan Ball. That's his third.
And checking into the game will be Tanner Lane once again.
Back in for the Tigers, number 34, Tanner Lane.
7:08 remaining third quarter. Moberly leading by a score of 30-27. Pass comes in. Bell with it now near the top of the key. Right side of the floor. Kester with it at the wing. Comes back to his left. Now reverses to his right, back to his left again. Near the elbow, past the near side. Threw it behind Wietrich, who saved it from going out of bounds. Gives it back to Bell at the jump circle. Now left side for Thorpe. Back over to Bell. Right side of the floor. Kester, NBA three. Rims out, no good. And a foul on the rebound. Looked like pretty clean play on the ball by both players. It's going to be a foul on Gavin Stewart. That's his third personal. Team foul number one. Inbounds pass from Anderson. Comes to the near side. Lane will give it back to him. Excuse me, it's Dempsey giving it back to him. Anderson, front court, left side. Finds Pinnock. Lane now top of the key. Near side for Dempsey. Long pass to the left side. Was too high for Anderson. Out of bounds. Moberly ball up three. 6:26 remaining in the third quarter. The Spartans leading 30-27. Andre Bell up the far sideline into the front court. Wietrich at the wing. Long pass to the near side. Stewart reverses to Thorpe, top of the key. Zips it back to the right side. Kester dribbles once, dribbles twice. Long pass back to the near corner for Thorpe. Thorpe dribbles to the elbow. His pass deflected. Saved from going out of bounds by Kirksville's Paxton Dempsey. They get the ball up the floor. At the other end, the shot off the window is up and in by Austin Pettick. 30-29, 5:55 remaining in the third quarter. Bell into the front court has two defenders. Top of the key now. Kester drives the lane, kicks to the right side of the floor. Three by Thorpe. Bang! His second of the quarter. He has 10 points. The lead all scores 33-29. 5:39 remaining in the third. Into the front court. It's Dempsey, left side of the floor. He'll find Anderson. Drives the lane. Floater from 10 is good. Nice touch. Caden Anderson getting his first bucket. He has 3 points now. 33-31. Front court right side. Thorpe. Heat check. Rims out, no good. Rebound controlled by Lane. Long pass in the front court. Near side. Pinnock with it. At the elbow. Goes through to the left, now leaves off left side for Dempsey. Back to the free throw line, Lane thought about taking the jumper, kicks out to the near side, three on the way is good by Austin Pinnock. And it's 34-33 in favor of Kirksville. They reclaim the lead, 4:54 remaining here in the third quarter. Ball fed to Kester at the left elbow. Dishes underneath the basket. Stewart kicks out. Wheatridge for three, left corner off the rim, no good. Rebound, Thorpe goes up. He's fouled. Won't get the bucket, but he's got two free throws coming up with 4:42 remaining in the third quarter. The foul's on Noah Copeland. It's his second. Team foul number two on the Tigers. Stephen Thorpe with a team-high 10 points, averaging 18.5 per game. Team best 77% from the free throw line this season. And the first free throw is good. We're tied at 34, fifth tie of the game. Blake Morgan comes in, replacing Paxton Dempsey. Second free throw on its way is also good. Fourth for 12. Mobley has the lead, 35-34. Anderson into lane, dishes off to his left, Lane with it, backs in, on Stewart. Stewart can't commit the foul, puts it up and in. Lane with eight. 36-35, front court near side, Wheatridge around one defender, around a second defender, kicks to the corner. Stewart reverses, Bell to the near side. He'll find Kester, drives the lane, his shot is, will they count it? They call a block or charge? They call a block, out the bucket. Mobley will get the lead again, chance for a three-point play. Fouls on Tanner Lane, that's his third personal. And Kester, giving Mobley a lead, has 8 points. The free throw off the rim short. And the rebound controlled by the Tigers, 37-36. Ball fed underneath the basket. And the layup is missed by Morgan. We get a foul on Kirksville on the rebound. If it's Lane, it's his fourth.
Tiger foul number 34, Tanner Lane, his fourth.
It is. He's going to go to the bench, and Paxton Dempsey in a little bit quicker than I think Tyler Martin wanted to get him back in the game. Lane goes to sit at the end of the bench. They can't find a seat, so he's going to go sit next to Coach. I don't think that's where he wants to sit right now. Thorpe into the front court. To the basket. Shot off the window. Up and in by Trey Kester. He's got 10. 39-36 Spartans. 3:55 remaining. Ball fed to the low post. Copeland with it. Goes underneath the basket. Pops it up and in. Copeland with six. Mobley's lead cut to one. 3:44 remaining in the third quarter. Thorpe long pass to the front court. Right side for Wheatridge. Gives it back out to Bell near midcourt. Right side Wheatridge again. Into the right corner. Kester with it. Picks up his dribble, zips a pass to the near corner. Thorpe another three. Bang! His third of the quarter. He's got 15 points, a four-point lead for the Spartans. 42-38 with 3:23 left in the third. Left side three at the other end is left short by Anderson. Rebound controlled by the Tigers. Ball kicked back out to Anderson. Now to the near side of the floor for Penick. Back to the left side. Morgan with it. Dribbles to his right and wave off the shot. He was pushed near the elbow. Fouls on Savion Thorpe. That'll be his third personal. Team foul number two with 3:06 remaining in the third quarter. Inbounds pass coming from Morgan. Needs someone to get open, and finally Dempsey does in the far corner. Wheatridge guarding him. Ball fed inside. Turnaround shot will not go for Copeland. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Thorpe into the front court. 2:54 left in the quarter. Near side of the floor. Bell with it, curling to his right. Feeds the right side. Thorpe with it. Takes the long two. No, he passes to the near side for Wheatridge. Excuse me. Bell gives it back to Wheatridge. In the lane. Jumper from six up and in. He has eight. Mobley with its largest lead, 44-38, 2:34 left in the third. Top of the key, Penick. Working to his left, kicks it back out. Morgan with it. Drives to his right, leaves it back out for Anderson. Feeds it back to the right corner now for Copeland. Drives underneath, and his shot was blocked from behind. Got his own rebound somehow. Kicks out to the left corner. Three other ways good by Paxton Dempsey. He has seven. 44-41, 2:13 remaining in the third quarter. Trey Kester on the far sideline. Chased by Morgan. Feeds a pass inside to Landon Graves, who walked with it before getting the pass off. Kirksville ball with 2:03 remaining in the third quarter. Tigers trailing 44-41. As the scoring is picked up here in the third quarter. Near side, Morgan. He'll find Pennock near the top of the key. Back to the near side of the floor. Worked inside to Copeland. Shakes a couple defenders, lays it up and in. Copeland with a 44-43 with 1:45 remaining in the third quarter. Sparns deliberately going slow into the front court. Now to the near side, Graves with it. On direct traffic from the left corner. Gives it back out to Bell. Back left corner, Wietrich open for a three. Bang! He has 11. It's 47-43, 1:27 remaining, and a timeout taken by the Tigers. We'll take a break back in 30 seconds here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
You are listening to high school basketball on AM 1230, KWIX Moberly, 92.5, KWIX FM Cairo, and CentralMoInfo.com. J.B. Conley with you, 1:25 remaining in the third quarter. The Moberly Spartans leading the Kirksville Tigers by a score of 47-43. Moberly led by Savion Thorpe with 15 points, Braden Wietrich with 11, Trey Kester with 10. Kirksville led by Noah Copeland and Tanner Lane with 8 each. Austin Pettick, Paxton Dempsey with 7 each. Kirksville with the ball coming out of the timeout. They're going left to right. Pennick will inbound from midcourt. Gets in to the backcourt for Dempsey. Probably a man-to-man defense. Dempsey to the front court. Pass comes to the right side in the corner. This is Foster James back into the game. Saw a little bit of him in the first half. Left side, Dempsey with it. Ball fed inside. And the jumper from 8 feet. Count it one for Austin Pennick. He has 9. Fouls on Landon Graves. That'll be his third personal. Team foul number 3. Heath, Thorpe, and Stewart with 3 each for Moberly. Kirksville's Lane has 4. Ball has 3. Pennick's free throw is good. Cuts it to 1. Pennick with 10 points. 47-46. 1:05 remaining in the third quarter. Bell into the front court, right side, to the corner, gives it back out. Kester gives up his dribble, finds Wietrich driving to the basket. He is fouled and will shoot 2. I think they're going to catch Pennick for this one. They do, and that will be his second personal. With 51.8 seconds remaining in the third quarter, Spartans leading 47-46. Braden Wietrich going to line for the first time tonight. 16.5 points per game. 70% from the stripe hits the first. 48-46. Anderson comes in. He'll replace Pennick. Thorpe to the bench and Dominic Stone King in the game for Moberly. Second free throw is good. Wietrich with 13. 49-46 in favor of the Spartans. Ball fed in the lane. Copeland. In traffic, first shot won't go, gets his own rebound. Put back won't go, but he's fouled. They're going to give him 2 shots. Fouls on Kester, that'll be his second personal. Team foul number 4. Noah Copeland has 8 points. 6'4 sophomore. First attempt on its way is good. Makes it 49-47. Thorpe back into the game, replacing, well, Stone King was coming out, but he's going to stay in. Now Graves heads to the bench. One more attempt coming up for Copeland. Trying to cut it to a 1-point game with 42.6 seconds left in the third quarter. Second free throw is good. He's the second Tiger with 10 points tonight. Kirksville pressing. Moberly breaks it into the front court is Thorpe. Working right side of the floor, guarded by James. Dribbles to his right and wave off the shot. Contact coming near the elbow. James picks up his first. Team foul number six.
Team foul number six.
32.5 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Bell will inbound, comes around the perimeter, right side of the floor. Wickridge gives it back. Thorpe, another three. Bang! His fourth of the quarter. 52-48, 21 seconds left. Near side of the floor, Dempsey with it. Gives it back up to the top of the key, Anderson. Left side. Morgan has it stolen by Wietrich. 10 seconds left. Wietrich in front of the pack. Takes it to the rack. Throws it down! Wietrich with a dunk. That's 15. 3 seconds remaining in the quarter. Into the front court. Dempsey lost track of time and got the shot off too late. After three quarters, it is Moberly 54. Kirksville 48. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Quix and CentralMoInfo.com.
Save thousands on over 200 pieces of equipment. Don't miss Seidenstricker's multi-million dollar used equipment auction Saturday, December 15th at 10 a.m. in Palmyra. Take advantage of year-end tax savings on tractors, combines, sprayers, forage harvesters, planters, balers, mocos, and more. Plus dozens of implements. Choose from John Deere, Case, New Holland, and others. Don't miss Seidenstricker's used equipment auction December 15th at our Palmyra location. Go to Seidenstricker's.com for more details.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
And welcome back to Moberly High School as we start the fourth quarter. Spartans leading 54-48. It was 27 all at the break. Only scored as many points in the last 8 minutes as they did in the first 16. Kirksville almost did the same. Spartans ball to start the quarter. Thorpe will inbound at midcourt, going right to left. Comes into the backcourt for Bell. Thorpe with 14 of his 18 points in the third quarter. Near side of the floor, Stone King. Ball worked it back up top of Key Kester. He'll hand it off to Thorpe. Thorpe working to his right. He's dribbling. Now finds Bell. Near side of the floor, Stone King for three. Bang! His first points. That's a 9-point lead for the first time tonight. 57-48, 7:32 remaining in the contest. Near side, Pettick feeds into the corner. Ball worked inside to Ball. His shot off the window is good. Ryan Ball. He's had a good part of the third quarter in foul trouble. 57-50. Ball has seven. Bell into the front court. Working to his right. Back to his left. Into the lane. Dishes to the near side, Kester. Low post. Dribbles out to the perimeter. Finds Andre Bell. Drives underneath the basket. Two defenders on him. A lot of contact. No whistle. Loose ball. Rolls out. It'll be picked up by Thorpe. Drives past three defenders, draws the foul, he'll shoot two. And the foul was called on Austin Pinnock. That'll be his third personal. Team foul number seven. Lane with four, Pinnock with three, Ball with three. Savion Thorpe with the line, 18 points. He's 2 of 2 from the stripe. First free throw is good. Noah Copeland back into the game for the Tigers. Thorpe's second free throw is good. He has 20, 59-50 with 6:58 remaining in the contest. Front court, Dempsey with it. Off the near side for Anderson. Anderson working around the arc, gets to the top of the key, left side for Ball, and we get a whistle away from the ball, I think. Contact in the lane. And foul on Stone King will be his first. Team foul number five. Inbounds pass will come from Paxton Dempsey on the baseline. Lobs out to the far wing. Anderson with it in the lane, and he stumbled to the floor. They're going to call a foul on Andre Bell. That'll be his first. Team foul number six.
Team foul number six.
inbounds pass will come from Dempsey on the baseline. Gives it out to Panic near midcourt. Back to the left corner. Ball in the lane deflected. Ends up in the hands of Ball. Lost out of bounds. Moberly Ball off his knee. Braden Wheatridge was all over him. Ball couldn't hang on to it. 6:40 remaining. 59-50. Andre Bell will get it into the front court. Between the circles, pass comes near side. Thorpe thought about a three, drives to the baseline, jumper from 12 is good. Save on Thorpe with 22 points, 61-50. Spartans by double digits for the first time tonight. Three from the right corner at the other end, will not go for Copeland. Rebound Moberly. Bell into the front court, 4-on-3, right side of the floor. Thorpe, another triple off the rim, no good. Rebound Kirksville. Copeland has his pocket picked by Bell, and a late whistle. They're going to give Copeland a timeout after he had his pocket picked. Worse, they're going to call a foul on Stone King. Forget the timeout, they call a foul on Stone King. His second, team foul number 7, is going to be a 1-1 for Kirksville.
Back in the game for the Tigers.
With 6:05 remaining.
The line, 1-1.
A 1-1 coming up. For Noah Copeland has 10 points. He's 2-of-2 from the free throw line. He had his pocket picked cleanly by Bell. They called a foul on Stone King. He missed the front end of the 1-1. And the rebound controlled by Moberly. Into the front court. Three. Top of the key. Won't go for Stone King. This ball picked up by Dempsey. 5:53 remaining. It's 61-50. Front court near side, Anderson drives the basket. His shot's way too strong. The putback, however, is good by Noah Copeland as 12. And a timeout will be taken by the Tigers with 5:44 remaining. It's 61-52. Back in 30 seconds here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Welcome back to Moberly High School. J.B. Conley with you, 5:44. Remaining in the fourth quarter, Moberly leading 61-52. It'll be Trey Kester inbound for the Spartans. Andre Bell back to take the pass from him. And Bell walking up the far sideline, now comes to the middle of the floor, crosses at the jump circle, works to his left. They'll find Wheatridge at the left wing, back out to Bell, between the circles, working right, working left, pass comes near side. Kester with it. Right side for Wheatridge, 5:25 remaining. They'll give it off to Thorpe, standing at the jump circle. Guarded by Pettick, feeds inside. Bell was bumped to the floor as he took the shot, no whistle, and then Wheatridge comes up with a steal at midcourt. Wheatridge will wait for help, 5:08 remaining. Gives it back out to Bell near midcourt on the near sideline. Across to his right, back to his left. Trying to find an opening. Gets to the right side of the floor. Drives the lane off the window. Gets the roll. Andre Bell with 6 points in this one. It's 63-52. 4:49 remaining. At the other end, ball fed to low post. The shot up and in by Tanner Lane. Playing with four fouls right now. He has 10 points. He's the third Tiger in double digits. 4:38 remaining. 63-54. Ball into the front court. Near side, Wheatridge gives it back to his right for Kester. Kester drives the lane. His layup left short, rebound on the near side baseline. Goes out of bounds. Thorpe gets to his feet. And we get subs for both teams since he was part of a collision underneath the basket. But appears to be okay. Braves back in for Moberly. Anderson will bring him to the front court for the Tigers. 63-54 coming up on the midway point of the fourth quarter. Anderson left side. He'll find James back between the circles for Pennick. Near side of the floor, he'll find Anderson. Curling to his left. Picks up his dribble there, feeds into the right corner. Lake Morgan takes a long two, no good. Rebound controlled by Graves, knocked out of his hands. Putback is up and in by James, his first points. 63-56, 3:50 remaining. Into the front court, right side, Thorpe kicks, nope, drives to the basket himself, lays it up and in. Thorpe with 24, 65-56 in favor of the Spartans, 3:38 remaining. Into the corner, spin move by Copeland, kicks it back up to the top of the key for Anderson. Anderson swings it right side for James, 3:28 left, pass stolen by Wheatridge. Wheatridge with the throwdown once again. He has 17, 67-56. And a timeout taken with 3:20 remaining. Oh, we had a whistle. Now they're going to play on. They're just fixing the net, I guess. 3:15, Kirksville with the ball. They'll get it into the front court. Mobley by 11. Pass to the near side for Morgan. Left side for Anderson. Feeds it inside, chopped the window up and in by Copeland. Copeland with 14 to lead the Tigers. 67-58, under 3 minutes to play. Wheatridge into the front court, right side. Dribbles near the timeline. Morgan will come out, keep an eye on him. Right corner for Graves. Drives the baseline, pass through the near side. Kester thought about a three, drives the baseline. His defender called for the block. Noah Copeland picks up his third. Team foul number 8.
Tiger foul number 13.
Trey Kester at the line.
Team foul number 8. Trey Kester at the line. Shooting 1-1.
He's shooting a 1-1 with 2:38 remaining. 10 points already. One of three Spartans in double digits. Hits the first. He's now 3 of 5 from the stripe. Averaging 13.5 points per game, has 11 in this one. Spartans by 10. Second free throw gets the roll. And now a timeout taken by Moberly. We'll take a 60-second break. 2:38 remaining, 69-58. Back in 60 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
And welcome back to Moberly High School. 2:38 remaining in the fourth quarter. Spartans leading Kirksville by a score of 69-58. Kirksville with the ball coming out of the timeout. Paxton Dempsey will get it into the front court, picked up by Thorpe. Dribbles left, dribbles right, gets to the top key, feeds inside. Copeland kicks out to the corner. Tough catch made by Pennick. Now he'll give it back out to the corner, gets the ball back at the wing. Pennick for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Kester for Moberly into the front court right side. Drives to the rack, lays it up, gets the roll. Trey Kester with 14, 71-58, largest lead of the night for the Spartans. Blake Morgan, front court in the corner. His pass comes back out, ball fed back inside to Copeland, back into the corner for Morgan. Morgan steps into a long two, it's good. He has 7. 2 minutes left, 71-60. Thorpe in the backcourt. Gives it off right side of the floor. He'll find Bell. Bell into the right corner. Wheatridge for three. Bang! His second triple in the game. He's got 20 points. 74-60 with 1:43 remaining. At the other end, left side of the floor. Anderson with it. Ball fed inside, now kicked to the near side. Three by Pennick. Rattles home. Pennick with the three, his second of the game. And a timeout taken by Kirksville. With 1:31 remaining. It's Moberly 74, Kirksville 63. Back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle for under $15,000? Right now, Thomas Motors has late model, locally owned, one-owner trade-ins ready to roll. The lot at Thomas Motors is full of great deals, like a 2014 Chevy Malibu, a 2012 Nissan Rogue, a 2011 Cadillac. Buy local, save big, and drive home in your pre-owned vehicle from Thomas Motors today. Visit Thomas Motors online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
1:31 remaining. Spartans leading 74-63. Trying to get to 2-1 on the year. Kirksville came into the game 3-2. They'll be at Mexico Tuesday night. Moberly will be at Hannibal. We'll have that game for you here on Quicks, that doubleheader, girls and boys. Scott Lunny will have the call Tuesday night, coverage starting at 6:20. The Spartans came from behind in the fourth quarter to beat Kirksville 45-43 in the opener tonight. Sid Flood had 16. She was trying to get the crowd here going during this last timeout. Moberly with the ball, inbounds pass to Thorpe. Back to the near side, Weitrich will get it into the front court. Dribbling to his right. Comes back to his left, back to his right. Now feeds it back out. Kester with it. Picks up his dribble at the jump circle. Pass right side to Weitrich. 1:12 left. Back out to Kester. Gives it back to Weitrich near midcourt. Left side of the floor. Graves in the corner. Back to Weitrich. Moberly playing keep away. Thorpe right side. Three defenders on. Gives it back out to Weitrich. Under a minute to go now. Ball zipped underneath to Graves. Dribbles once. Kicks it back outside to Thorpe. Good recognition. Did not take the shot there. Unnecessary. Thorpe drives the lane. He's fouled. As he gets in the lane, they're going to say the shot was, or the foul was on the floor, so it's a 1-1 coming up. Foul's on Blake Morgan, his first. Team foul number 9 with 48.4 seconds left. Stick around for the postgame show. We'll talk to Court Hagedorn and his thoughts on this one. First free throw good by Thorpe, and now it's 25 points. And then we'll invite you to tune into overtime on Crest. Following our conclusion of the Monroe City tournament. Second free throw good by Thorpe. 26 for him now. 76-63. And another timeout taken. This one by Moberly. 32nd timeout. We will keep it here. Tomorrow we'll have three more games from the Monroe City tournament. Scott and Eric will have a call tomorrow starting at 4:45. Boys third place, girls championship, boys championship. I'll be back here on Crest tomorrow night as the Greyhounds get back to action. They'll take on Indian Hills over at Fitzsimmons John Arena. Pregame 6:50, tip at 7 o'clock tomorrow night here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Lady Hounds will be at take on Wabash Valley in St. Louis on Sunday. Pregame scheduled for 5:50, tip at 6. Here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. 48.4 seconds left. Moberly leading 76-63. Front court near side of the corner. Copeland comes back out. Three by Dempsey. Rattles out no good. Rebound controlled by Kester for Moberly. 38 seconds left. He's fouled in the backcourt. Blake Morgan picks up his second. Team foul number 2. Team foul number 10, excuse me, his second personal.
Tiger foul number 1, Blake Morgan, his second, team 10.
At the line, Trey Kester with 14 points, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Thorpe with 26, Weitrich with 20 tonight. He hits the first. One more coming up for Kester. Second free throw is also good, 16 points for him now. 78-63, largest lead of the night. Ball to the front court, left side of the floor. Morgan with it. Sips it low post. Underneath the basket. Layup is open by Copeland, who has 16 points to lead the Tigers. 23 seconds remain. Weitrich up the far sideline, long pass up to Graves. And going for the alley-oop, and they couldn't connect to Thorpe. Loose ball picked up by the Tigers with 12 seconds left. Into the front court, near side. Pennick will take a three. It's good. He has 16, tied for a team high. 4 seconds left. And Thorpe will dribble out the clock. Mobley wins this one. Final score, 78-68. We're going to take a two-minute break. Be back with the postgame show. You're listening to Spartans Basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
With adjust reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 131-2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Howdy, cowpokes. You know that feeling when you finish a long, hard ride and you're covered in dust and all you can think about is relaxing back at the bunkhouse? It's times like that that make you glad you heard about Valentine Insurance Agency. They give you one less thing to worry about, because you know the bunkhouse is protected by the right insurance plan. Plus, they can protect your vehicles, life, health, and more. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Hopefully Spartans win by a score of 78-68. Stats of the game brought to you by Capital Paving Construction, paving the way forward, now serving Brookfield and the surrounding area. Probably led by Savion Thorpe with 26 points, 14 of those coming in the third quarter. Finished with four threes, all those in the third quarter. Braden Weitrich had 20 points. Trey Kester had 16. Kevin Stewart had 7 in the first half. Andre Bell with 6 points. Dominic Stone King had 3. Kirksville led by Noah Copeland, Austin Pennick with 16 each. Tanner Lane had 10. 7 each for Blake Morgan, Ryan Ball, and Paxton Dempsey. 3 points for Caden Anderson, 2 for Foster James. Moberly was 16 of 18 from the free throw line. Kirksville was 9 of 14. We had 5 ties and 5 lead changes in this one. Moberly taking the lead for good in the third quarter and stretching the lead in the fourth, led by as many as 15, end up winning by 10. 78-68, the final score. Stats of the game brought to you by Capital Paving and Construction, paving the way forward, now serving Brookfield and the surrounding area. We also need to announce our outstanding players of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. And forgot to mention it as we were getting ready for the boys' game, but the girls' game, we give it to Sydney Flood with 16 points. She was 4-5 from the stripe. 16 points from her. Nice finish for her as picked up the scoring there a little bit in the second half. And she's our player of the game for the girls' contest. For the boys, it's Savion Thorpe with 26 points, including the 4 threes in the third quarter. Player of the game, outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Coach Hagedorn should be making his way over here shortly. We'll get his thoughts on this one, and then we will invite you to tune over to Chris after that. Check out Overtime. Scott Wally has that for you tonight. Tomorrow's I Bet You will have three games from the Monroe City Tournament, Boys Third Place, Girls and Boys
Championship. Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online.
Sunday, the Chiefs host Baltimore on the Captain pregame at 11. Kickoff noon. Lady Greyhounds will take on Wabash Valley in St. Louis at Forest Park. Pre-game 5:50, tip at 6. Sunday here on Quicks. Our Crest All-Star Banquets Monday. We'll have the broadcast of the awards portion of the ceremony. Sorry, we will not broadcast the dinner itself. I think that makes great radio, but we will broadcast the awards ceremony. That does make great radio. We'll have that for you starting at 7 o'clock Tuesday night on Crest. And also on Tuesday, the Mobley High girls and boys will be at Hannibal. Scott Lunny with call coverage starting at 6:20 on Tuesday for that doubleheader. Thursday, they'll be at Boonville. That doubleheader will be on Crest starting at 6:20. Eric Duke with call that. The Chiefs will host the LA Chargers Thursday night on the Captain starting at 6. Next Friday, I'll be in Freeport, Illinois, as the Hounds will have three games in 2 days at that tournament. I'll take on Sauk Valley Friday afternoon at 3, pregame 2:50 on Quicks, and then most likely two games on Saturday. And we will give Coach Hagedorn a second here to get the headset on, and join us now to talk about tonight's 78-68 win over Kirksville. Head coach Court Hagedorn of the Mobley Spartans. And Coach, slow start for your team in that third quarter. Things really got going for you.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, it's the third time we've started slow, and we've got to figure out something different to get ourselves ready to go. Gosh, I thought we defended really well and shot. Possessions were good, and we missed two layups, and you know, and had a kick out three that was good. They just didn't fall at that point in time. And luckily in the second half, when shots started falling, Savion got hot, Braden hit one, we were able to get to the rim, and then everything kind of just escalated at that point.
Being down 8 early in the second quarter, how important was it to get even by halftime?
It was great, and it started on offensive rebounds. You know, we were really worried about them hurting us on the glass, and I think they did. When they got some, they really punished us, but that was kind of our stretch where we got two, I think, put back in one off of tips and put it back in there, and so that was huge. And then we did enough to get even and got enough defensive stops at that point in time to feel like we didn't play or didn't shoot it very well, but had still scored 27, and obviously we were tied.
And then you got 27 more in the third quarter alone. Savion with 14 of his 26 in that third quarter.
Sure. And, you know, again, he hit three of them, kicked it out on two straight threes. He hit back to, I think they were back to back, right about the same spot, if I remember. And then hit one off of another play. And you know, unfortunately, our offense kind of dictates how we play on defense sometimes, and we're trying to beat that out of them a little bit. But, you know, when shots sure start falling, it's fun to watch, and those guys get a lot of confidence, and you saw us get into some passing lanes and definitely play a lot harder.
They fed off each other. Braden ended up with 20. Trey had 16, and they started to get their offense going there in the third and fourth as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. You know, that's three guys in double figures, and I don't know what Andre had, but, you know, he had some drives that got us there, and Gavin had some big points at a stretch. He was probably close to double digits, and then Dominic hit the big three that kind of helped us too. And so we're asking other guys to score, and we need 26 and 20 from Braden and Savion, and we need 16 from Trey. And, you know, but we need those other guys to have that confidence to knock down shots and put the ball in the hole too.
You got a couple of tough games next week on the road at Hannibal and at Boonville on Tuesday and Thursday night.
Absolutely. Hannibal's, they're good. Desi's as good as advertised. He's going to get a lot of our attention, but you know, some of the other guys are do some things for him, and he's good enough to find them, and so we'll take care of that one because that's the next one, and then we'll worry about Boonville, and we've seen them both, and you know, we'll hopefully carry over some of this into Tuesday and Thursday and see if we can't get on a little jump start here before Christmas.
Enjoy this one. Enjoy your weekend. And Scott will have your game Tuesday night here on Quicks.
Absolutely. Thanks, JB, for the coverage. Go Spartans.
Thank you. Court Hagedorn joining us here on the postgame show. His squad winning tonight by a score of 78-68. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight. Thanks to our sponsors once again. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent. Tim Jeffries, CPA, AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, all of Moberly, First Aid Community Bank, Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbian Online, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Thanks to our sponsors for bringing you tonight's game. Thanks to our producer, Mark Carter, back in the studio. Thanks to you, as always, for listening. Our final score tonight, the Lady Spartans win by a score of 45-43, and the Spartans win by a score of 78-68 over Kirksville. We invite you to tune over to Superstation Crest. Scott Lunny has overtime coming up. For all of us here at Bubbly High School, I'm J.B. Conley. Have a great night, everyone.